Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The stool's together for at least two segments, and Sip's got to once again depart for a flight.
Dip the stool.
A flight.
That's
to
incredible.
Columbus,
Steve
Ohio.
Does this.
Yeah,
really. I'm not kidding.
Come on.
Well, he does. It'd be easy to say, you know what? I'm just going straight to the airport.
Absolutely.
It'd be really easy.
This is three straight road trips. You've come in for the first two segments.
Well, I like
it means
doing
a lot.
Show.
To us.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Man.
Does the show?
Yeah, I like the. I like the show. I think we need to. I'm not gonna. I think we need sometimes to hear more about Bill's travels. Like, people don't even know all the places he's coached.
Well, you were talking.
And I don't even know. I don't even think about it sometimes. And then when I think about it, I'm like, oh.
You said this before the show.
He coached for a year at Ohio State.
Yeah, you asked him before the show, what's Columbus like? And then Bill, you know, you've been there for 1 year, is that right?
Yeah, and I don't know the town really at all. I drove from work to the office. And really? It was dark going in. It was dark coming home.
So, which is your dream. That's your dream,
that's my
though.
Dream. And so I had no
that,
idea.
That in itself is funny to me.
Did nothing. I did
Why
all,
didn't you
I
do
did,
anything?
I did all my shopping or any food or anything. I did it at Walgreens. Everything, only shopping I did was at one place.
Spot.
So why?
I went to Walgreens and that was it.
Didn't you venture off a little
bit? No, not one time. I never once was in a... You know, so I'm going to stop by. There's a little brew pub here. I'm going to stop in. Nope. Nope,
didn't do it.
Didn't
going home.
Nope.
Jake, that just sounds a little.
I would not have missed that. I would stop.
That sound a little familiar to you?
No,
no. It sounds like me.
Yeah,
it does sound like you.
Yeah, I would have. I probably would have done something, but I don't know. I totally understand. You guys work incredibly long hours.
Yeah, so there was nothing. There. So I have no take on it. The stadium is interesting. The shoe.
Right.
It's no longer a shoe. It used to be a horseshoe, but now they've filled that end zone in with stands. So you really can't tell unless you knew it was the shoe. And then the one ends, and I'm not sure, I don't even know if it's north or south, but the fans are a mile away from you.
Yeah.
They're way away from you.
Yeah.
And so if you're sitting in that end zone, it's really, really poor seating.
You, what about the band? Are you in that camp that says it's the best band in America?
They call it the best band in the land. Yeah. It's a pretty good band.
They have
I will say this. It's a pretty good band.
They have a junior varsity.
It's a big deal to dot the I.
Dot the I.
Massive deal. People won't forget that their whole lives.
And before it went, they have an interesting tradition there. The Sunday practice, or it's probably Sunday or Monday practice, whichever would be, however your coach had it set up. At the time, Urban practiced on Sunday and Monday was an off day. And so, but the Sunday practice before you play Michigan, the band shows up and they march and play throughout. And then if you're new or anything like that, you join in line and you march with the band as like a new coach. They're like, hey, you got to get in there. So you do. So I marched with the band.
You did not.
Yes.
How was your form?
What's that?
How was your form?
It's all right. I mean, it's like, it's all right.
You marched with the band.
Yeah. So
You marched with the Ohio State band.
And on a Sunday
morning. You were 40-something.
Yeah. It wasn't like I was 22. Kid. I had this,
Ben, are you listening to
how
this?
How long were you marching for, Bill?
Like
a half hour?
It wasn't a half hour, but it was a solid 6 to 8 minutes. It wasn't, I wasn't in there for 30 seconds. I mean, and then they hand you like the trumpet. A guy handed me a trumpet. Oh, yeah. They have a heck of a trumpet.
Was there any other coaches that had to do this?
There were some others that were in there. Yeah. So it's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal.
See, that's the kind of stuff.
Bill March with the Ohio State marching band. Yeah.
Jake,
that's incredible.
I'm going to say we don't hear enough of that. So please try to get that going.
I've said some stuff to Jake.
Like
he sounds uninterested.
That's not true. That is not true at all. I'm always interested, Bill.
This has nothing to do with the Dolphins. Do you ever march with the Dolphins? No, I didn't. Well, I don't want to hear about it. Tua's back.
No. My care for the Dolphins is low right now. I would love to hear more Bill's stories from his travels.
Columbus. You spent a year there.
A year in Columbus, yes. Okay. And so it was
for Urban.
Yeah, with Urban.
Yeah, when I brought up his name last week.
How'd this go?
Yeah,
it went incredibly well.
Give us the replay of the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it was the Big Noon Kickoff crew.
Yes.
In Bloomington, and on Friday they do a rehearsal, and it's all set up. It's like it's actually like they're doing their show. They all have, like, Urban's dressed like an attorney. Linehart's interesting because he wears a suit coat, tie, and nice shirt, but sweatpants. But anyway, Brady Quinn. So it was Brady Quinn, Linehart, and Urban, and they were available for interviews. And Bill had coached with Urban,
right?
So when Urban came up to break the ice, I said, "Hey, I started just by saying Bill Bush had an idea for me," and he stopped immediately and goes, "Is Bill here?" Yeah. People are, after we were done, they're like, "Yeah, good job. You broke the ice with Urban."
You broke the ice.
Because Bill had coached with him and told me.
You could have said Bill Bush says hello to you. That you might have had more comments also.
Well, then I went in and said, Bill told me that you would coach the special teams as a head coach, that you would lead the special teams meetings. And he gave a great answer to it. It was a spectacular answer.
So his
eyes lit up. And he said, "Is Bill here?" He stopped there. And he says, "Is Bill here?"
Well, what'd you respond? What was your response?
Well, I said, "No, he's not here.
He's not here."
Well, what was his father? He's on his couch right now. He doesn't have a job.
Well, you wouldn't have been with the media.
Yeah, but I keep in touch with Urban.
Urban's
closely,
great guy.
And I was with him twice at Ohio State and at Utah.
I admire Urban.
So I had two different ties with him. And he was an unbelievable person to work for. And the reason I reached out to Sip, because he was going to talk to him, I said, if you want to have a good conversation or something to ask
angle.
Him. I said, Sip goes, "I'm always looking for an angle." I said, "Talk to him about how he ran the meetings in special teams." So when you walked into the special teams meeting room, there'd be music blaring. Everybody, there'd be music going. And Urban was at the door. He met the door. And so when you had to walk directly past him to get into the special teams meeting, and it was a big deal.
Think about that.
And he ran the meeting, period. He ran the clicker. He ran the narrative. Whoa. He ran everything. And if somebody was up talking about, maybe there'd be a coach talking about some version. First of all, punt team was 100% his. Kickoff was 100% his in different times.
And I bet you punting duty was.
Everything.
Because I'll tell you why. Because remember 63-28? Remember that?
I do.
At Ohio State. Now, Bill, you were coaching somewhere else.
I think it was 38.
62-38. Yeah,
like that,
25.
It was
25.
A blowout, yeah.
Yeah, it was 25. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's 25, not 35. It was a 25-point margin. But anyway, 62-38 in 2012. It would have been Urban's first year. Right. It was Urban's first year at Ohio State, and something struck me. I you know, we go on the, we, the media go on the field at the end of the games, and it was like, was, it was inside a minute and Ohio State was punting and Urban was down on his haunches watching that punt like the national title was on the line. It, they were up 25. Game was over.
Yeah.
So what you said resonated with, because I always think, I always had that scene in my mind, like, why is Urban so dialed into this punt? But that was his deal.
It was his deal. Yeah. And when it went to, because his deal was always the two most, and it's true, the two most important phases. Punt's always one. I talked about that's the velvet rope.
Punt.
To get invited into that group. That's why also, where, which we did when Mickey took over, was when you, any one time you went to a team meal, the punt team ate first.
It's like the team that punts the ball, not the punt coverage team.
No. What's that?
The team that punts the ball or the punt coverage team.
That'd be the same team. It's the identical same team.
That's the same team.
Identical same team.
Yeah. Not the return team. The punt return team.
Because
why is it coverage? Now hold on a second. Why is the coverage so much more important?
Because that's where you can have the biggest errors. You have to be able to cover kickoffs, and you have to be able to cover. You have to be able to protect punts and cover punts. Because if you return a kickoff like now and you just fair catch it, ball's the 25. It's not that
right.
You know, on punt
return, that makes sense.
Punt return is your advantage spot.
Yeah.
So, and I've had a chance to use a little bit of it. the last year that I was here at Nebraska, we blocked punts really well. We were seventh in the nation in blocking punts. But,
that's right.
But I learned a deal from Urban that was really good. So he had a name for it. Wherever the name was at the spot that he was at. If you go back and look at Urban's punt blocks, oh wow, especially at Florida, were unbelievable.
Really?
But he would have a special unit, and he would call that unit out. That was punt block. And if you looked at the unit, it'd be 11 starters. It'd be 11 starters.
That's unbelievable.
It would be, okay, we're going to block punt. I'm pretty sure, God, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm pretty sure that Percy Harvin blocked punts.
I think that's right.
I remember seeing some great players as gunners, receivers as gunners.
Absolutely.
Starters, you know.
It wasn't even a question if you were going to be the starting wide receiver.
Those guys were the gunners.
If you weren't, you'd be looked at. They'd be like, "How can you be a starting receiver and then you're not starting on the punt team?" You'd be like, "How can that be?" Michael Thomas, who a few years ago was the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL
for the Saints. Yeah,
for the Saints, he started on the front line on kickoff return as a senior. On the front
and
line.
And he was a dude for years in the NFL before injuries.
I'll tell you something that's weird and sad about this conversation. The media, they don't even notice. We don't even notice. Yeah. It's hard to pick up because things are moving so fast. Who's on all these teams?
So I would show a clip of different people doing things. Like I would talk about the left guard on the punt team for Alabama. His last year or whatever year it was in college. It's Derrick Henry. He's the left guard. He the year he won the Heisman, he's also was the left guard on the punt team, and also Devontae Smith,
Derrick Henry.
When there's you could show him a game if he would return a punt, and they also covered a punt in the same game. The Heisman Trophy winner was running down and tackling people.
That goes unnoticed
on punts.
It does. It goes largely unnoticed.
And it was just. I mean, that was just the
I'm not going to unnotice.
There's a clip I would show also of Ezekiel Elliott. They were up by, I think, 35. He's a starting running back for Ohio State, and they were up by 35 and with like 4 minutes to go against Purdue. And Ezekiel Elliott makes the tackle on kickoff.
See that?
The starting
game's over. He's still out there making the starting tackle.
But it was, like I said, on kickoff, there'd be a couple guys sprinkled in because they were good enough to do it. The rest was starters. Yeah, the rest was starters.
Herb, more idle chit chat.
Yeah, what do you got, Tip?
Bill. And I think Jake has picked up on. I probably know football scheme better than
most.
What would you say? 98% of the country.
98% of the country. You have covered it.
Right. Yeah, abnormally good for someone who hasn't played.
You know,
game.
You know it when you see it.
Now here's the thing. The thing that you got to understand is I'm smarter about basketball. So imagine
that. Yeah.
Bill, we have a genius in the room. We have a genius in the room.
Low post play with Coach Heizer and Tom Crop, you'd fit right in.
You're pretty smart about basketball, too. But I watched the just quick, 30 seconds. I watched the Mavericks last night at Wings and Rings, Buffalo Wings and Rings. The Mavericks, you guys could watch it, and I'm telling you, you would watch it for 15 minutes. If you watch it for 15 minutes, you'd say, holy God, they're well coached. Yeah, Dallas Mavericks, like if you watch their offense – you're like, whoa. I mean,
Just perpetual motion?
Perpetual motion, really, you can see the sets and think of who they have. They have Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, and now they got Klay Thompson. It's beautiful to watch. So that's my NBA talk for that. That's it. I don't know who won the game. We left in the third quarter.
Okay.
It was Mavericks San Antonio. But they are Jason Kidd is a coach.
Mavericks won 120-109 over the Spurs.
Jason Kidd's a dude.
He is.
Yes.
There was something that happened last night in sports.
Something happened.
That probably has never happened before. If it has, it's been very infrequent. Last night in the Pitt series.
Yeah.
This was
game,
incredible.
I'm surprised you guys didn't lead with
in
this.
In the first half, Kyle McCord, once a one-day Nebraska commit this past offseason.
He was eating at the green.
He threw three pick sixes in the first half.
Four picks. Three of them went to the hut.
It's unbelievable. Three pick sixes. At one point in this game, Pitt was up 31-0, and they had 83 yards of offense. That's 31-0, 83 yards of offense.
What happened to McCord? What happened?
Everything was bad. I tell you one thing. You watch Pitt on defense.
They're good. Ooh, they're good.
Wow.
Yeah,
they're good.
It wasn't like, well, the quarterback just did some stuff that was really, really stupid. Nope. That's not
They got some dudes on that side.
Yeah.
I was watching each of the interviews individually on TikTok. And that's exactly what I thought. I was like, ooh, Pitt looks good on that side.
Yeah, they looked really, really good. Really good.
So three went to the house.
They're playing quarters in one of the first interception was a quarters beater. It wasn't a quarters beater, but the quarters, and they picked it off for it.
Bill, he actually had five picks last night.
He had five. He threw one more in the
half.
More in the second half.
He was 35 for 64 for 321 yards. Zero touchdowns and five picks, including three that were housed.
QBR is going to struggle in that one.
He'd been playing well.
21.2 for the QBR.
Yeah, he had been playing very well.
On the season, Kyle McCord has now 11 interceptions.
11. How many TDs?
A 5-1 game sets you back.
He's got 19 touchdowns and 11 picks through seven games.
Yeah, so he had a lot right there. Can we talk plumbing, Jake?
Yeah, before we get to the roll call, of course, one last thing for Idle Chit Chat. We've got a gift. We've got gifts, plural, here.
Where's the shirt?
Okay, mine's already in my bag.
You took your shirt already?
Yeah.
It's in my bag. It's beautiful.
So Chad Mertens runs Win Nelson Plumbing. Chad started his company. He started selling PVC pipe and used toilets out of his garage.
Really?
Yes. That's how he started. And then
used toilets.
And then he started selling door-to-door. He started selling water heaters door-to-door. And now he is a champion of plumbing here in the state of Nebraska. In the Quad State area, he's the number one supply house for all the plumbers.
Win Nelson.
That's right. Chad Mertens. And then, so me.
What'd you get?
I got a quarter zip. Peter Millar.
Yeah, hold that up.
Peter Millar.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Feel that. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you're going to wear that.
Peter Millar, this is $150 minimum.
You're going to wear that.
$150. Then you got a Yeti cup there too, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
You have a Yeti cup here also.
Nice.
Chad dropped that
And you have
off.
A polo.
And I have a polo, which immediately I was struck by. Like, this is not.
That'll be his new Big Red Wrap-Up polo.
Yeah, it'll be a nice polo. A.O. Smith.
A.O. Smith is a water heater that they sell a lot of. They supply water heaters to different companies around town to sell. And Chad and Win Nelson are a huge part of that. They are the ones that make that happen. And he brought his gifts this morning. Yeah. So thank you to Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
And Win Nelson.
Yeah, there's a nice shirt sitting here. I'm like, what? This is a little too nice.
Yeah, that if you went and bought that, just say I'm just going to walk in and buy that. It's a $100 polo.
Might wear it to the game.
You should. Use it. Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friend David at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Renewyourauto.com. Quickly, before we move on, it's time for also a roll call.
Roll call on a Friday.
We don't forget roll call.
No.
People are out there listening saying, when's it my turn to text in my name, my age, where I'm listening from, and what, Bill? What do you want today for a fourth
favorite thing? Item from Taco Bell.
Favorite
item from Taco Bell.
It's a little rough right now. I think they're on the list of E. coli. But that's okay.
McDonald's mostly right
pre-E. coli.
There's
before the breakout.
No, it's fine. I mean, it doesn't ruin their franchise.
Yeah.
I did hear on the radio, okay, so McDonald's, there's a North Platte lady that sued them. Also now that there's issues, I guess, with KFC, so watch that, and Pizza Hut. And it's either Taco Bell or Taco Johns. I don't know which one.
Right now, where can you eat was the question. Where can we eat?
Where can I eat safely without getting E. coli or something?
Be careful with KFC and Pizza Hut. And a North Platte woman did sue McDonald's.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not good.
I guess not. I've had E. coli.
How'd it go for you?
No, Wichita.
Oh, that was E. coli you're going to say?
Well, I would say
some sort of food poisoning.
Yeah.
Sean in Omaha, age 56. Gorilla Bear on here. Jockstrap, age 33. He's working out in Imperial right
Jockstrap.
Now. Jockstrap. The name. Yep.
Trap.
Travis and Stephanie listening from Panama City Beach, Florida. Paul.
Panama.
Do it again.
Panama.
Thank you, Ricky. Rick, that was your song yesterday. Rick Hayman.
Rick, if you remember us, remember being on the show.
We did have that.
He's been concussed.
He's in protocol.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida says the Mexican pizza
that's mine.
At Taco Bell.
That's
Ooh.
Mine.
Ooh.
That's my go-to.
Yep. He's age 59, by the way.
Yeah. Is it so good? Same is it both. Legit? Same.
Yeah.
Oh, legit. Parallel lives there.
Parallel lives. Thank you.
Are you 59 or 58?
What's that? 58 and a quarter.
Okay. You're a little older than me.
GP and Gretna, age 33, says the Crunchwrap Supreme, his favorite.
Okay.
This is awesome. Yeah. The Crunchwrap Supreme.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, says just a beef burrito.
That's it.
Nothing wrong with
that's
it.
That's fine.
Tim in Dallas, the Double Decker Taco, he says, age 49.
Sounds good.
This is a good menu.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now. Ryan in Delaware, age 39, five-layer burrito at Taco Bell.
This is a great promo for Taco Bell.
Connor in Lincoln, age 28, says late-night Cinnabon delights at Taco Bell.
Actually, this has now reached the amazing
It sparked interest.
Yeah.
Pete in Chattanooga, age 73, burrito. Just the fancy stuff. Give me a damn burrito.
I like the meat burritos.
If you recall that, remember, I bought 20 bean burritos every Sunday. Put them in a bag in my fridge, and that's what I ate for the whole week.
Once again, you've lived a very strange life.
Last of the whole, that is Utah State. There was no dining facility.
That's incredible.
No, there was 20 bean burritos.
I don't know what to make of it.
LB in Minden, age 26. Quesadilla says the sauce is next level for Taco Bell for the quesadilla.
Wow, didn't think that.
Keep notes of this. We got Jim in Randolph says the chalupa. His favorite.
I'm just struck by this. He said the sauce at Taco Bell is next level.
He says next level in all caps.
I never thought of that either.
Corey at Duncan also says chicken quesadilla. Doug in Harrison, Idaho says he's going to watch cross country right now.
Okay.
Okay.
There's no Taco Bell.
No Taco Bell.
There, but
is it state cross country?
It is. It is state cross country.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. Thank you to Duncan Doug for letting me know that. Sean and Eagle just says the nachos Taco Bell. It's fine.
Yeah.
Dank the Tank in Chambers, Nebraska. Baja Blast Mountain Dew, the best part of Taco Bell.
Ooh, interesting. Hey,
dude, isn't it kind of a bluish color?
It is. Yep, it's a blue.
Baja Blast.
It's like an aqua blue type of color there. Sarah on East Campus, age 24, says, whatever I get, I buy a side of nacho cheese in which to put my fire sauce. Fire cheese sauce, just do it.
This sounds incredible. Somebody has thought through their Bell order.
A lot of people go to Taco Bell.
Yes.
It's a very popular place. Buffet Sun, Crunchwrap. Corey in Lincoln texts in, says he likes the cheesy gordita crunch at Taco Bell.
This menu is incredible. We've had 20 things mentioned.
I am freaked out right now, to be honest. I am.
John in Roscoe, Illinois, Crunchwrap Supreme. Jason likes the taco pizza, so he's with you there, Bill. John in Southeast Lincoln, age 66, does not give me an option at Taco Bell.
You might go to Taco John's.
You might. This is a great place also.
It is.
Kodiak Bear, age 38, chalupas, when the shells are fresh.
Okay. Wow.
Mitt in Arkansas, age 60, nothing from Taco Bell.
Nothing.
Doesn't go.
Doesn't go.
Too healthy for that. It's fine.
He's better
than
us.
Is it unhealthy?
I would have to think it probably wouldn't be on the high list for your cardiologist. Billy, what are you doing with the Taco Bell?
What if you get a beef burrito?
Still don't think it's going to be great for you.
Really?
Not the worst thing, but not the worst. There's worse things than that. It's not fried, so it's fine. Doritos Locos Tacos from Jockstrap is back with that. Brian in Weeping Water, steak quesadilla or cheesy ordinary crunch?
Ben, what do you get? Just write it on the board.
On the board, Ben. Tell us
what you get at Taco Bell.
Right on the board. We need to know.
I get four
soft
shell tacos.
Just write it on the damn board, Ben. We're not asking you to do anything crazy.
He gave us an eye roll. Taco Bell order, Ben.
Eye roll.
Come on. Ben, you see the eye roll?
I'm not asking you to tar the roof.
Yeah, exactly. We're not doing the 600-yard run for the P physical fitness test.
Lots Creek School.
Yeah, right. I just ruined
while
it.
While he's writing,
wrecked your day.
Craig in Watertown, Minnesota says, today's my birthday, Jake. He says, I'm a man. I'm 40. He's 40 today.
That's awesome.
Gundy's on the text line today. All right.
Ben's being obstinate.
Ben says, I don't eat at Taco Bell.
Sorry, Ben. Sorry I brought the question up. I feel like an idiot.
Why are you being obstinate?
Ben's better than us.
Why are you being obstinate?
He already let us know that it's just remarkable he's here today. He already let us know that because he's the first 20-year-old that's ever had to work a long day. So ESPN's going to come into a story on him. Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Young Ben.
Young Ben had to work a long day at age 20. Never heard that one before.
Colin, you are horrible.
Incredible. Dun-dun, dun-dun. Scott Van Pelt chimes in. We're live from the ticket.
We kept breaking news in Lincoln, Nebraska.
We are from a different era.
Vince in Quad Cities, Iowa.
The Quads.
Taco Supreme all day. Have a good one, guys.
Taco Supreme.
Yep.
Taco Supreme.
Logan, Tori, and Callan from Central City, Nebraska. Just say hello. Good morning.
Central City.
Think about it. Where's it at? central part of the state.
Pretty much.
Oh, it's right between Fullerton and Grand Island.
Yeah, Lauren.
That was Logan, Tori, and Callan from Central City.
Yeah, Central City listeners, I love that.
Gary in Lexington, Kentucky, chiming in this morning, bean burrito. Josh in Chico, California, chili cheese burrito.
Wait a second, Chico, California listener.
And Lexington, Kentucky, back to back.
Jeez.
Laverne in Hawaii is right now listening. The burrito supreme is good. Potato Olays at Taco John's. That shot's fired at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
See, now I will tell you, I don't mind saying it. I'm strictly Taco John's since boyhood. Since I'm all Taco John's. I don't go to Taco Bell.
Go to Taco Inn?
Sometimes,
I'm always talking about Taco Inn.
Now, I can answer this. McGee has a question. This is going back to a commercial back in the day. What did the little Taco Bell dog say? The Chihuahua?
Oh, yeah.
It said, Yo quiero Taco Bell, which is, I want Taco Bell in Spanish. You're welcome for that, McGee.
How the hell?
Thank you. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Did you know that? Or
I knew that. That was me. I'm a Spanish minor. You can speak some Spanish.
Jake, do the rest of the show in Spanish. No. That'd be incredible if Jake did.
Jake, I didn't know any of that.
I don't bring it up at all.
Jake, you're a Spanish minor?
I'm a Spanish minor.
Jake, sometimes in the morning I move like a tortuga.
That'd be a turtle.
you were today, by the way.
Yes. I was moving slow.
You were moving slow.
Moving very slow.
Yes. Wait a second.
When I was selling educational stuff door-to-door, I made 8 prompts, just sales in Spanish. I changed the script from English to Spanish just like that. That was a pretty proud moment. That's a pretty proud moment.
He changed the entire sales division.
Well, I had a script that I had memorized in English that I just turned into Spanish when I went to a house that spoke Spanish.
This is incredible.
And it was, I was very,
you guys
very
listen to what's going on with Jake Sorensen.
I was very, very proud of that. One of my proudest things in my life probably was that.
Do you think me and Steve Sipple could have switched the script over to Spanish? We just would have talked louder.
I will say this.
We would have just talked louder.
Books!
Would have had no
money for books.
I didn't do that.
That was incredible.
I didn't do that.
Money. Is that the money thing?
That is apparently. Money. Spanish?
Money for books.
Okay. YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
We'll move on after YouTube because people are like, well, it's Ohio State. We're not going to win. Let's just talk about roll call anyways.
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Nelson Montana is about to go elk hunting right now. No Taco Bell for him. By the way,
okay. No Taco Bell out there in the mountains.
We got Ray in Yankton, South Dakota. Gordita Crunch is what he says. Age 43.
What a town.
I love Yankton.
The Ice House.
I'm a big fan of Yankton.
We love Yankton.
You guys like it?
Oh,
Gordita
God.
Crunch.
Yeah.
They got the dairy dock up there, too.
Okay,
good
Yankton.
Ice cream place.
Yankton. Let me contemplate.
Just north of
you
Crofton.
Almost went to Yankton one time and you turned the wrong way.
Coming out of a high school game.
Out of a high school game. Instead of taking a right on 81 to go to Columbus, you went left and you about went to Yankton.
I think it's the other way around. I think I went right.
You've been to Crofton. It's just north of Crofton.
Okay. Yeah. Fought in Crofton.
Yeah. We did.
Bogner Steakhouse.
God. From YouTube.
Oh,
Reed, the tube.
Reed in Des Moines. From Des Moines. He says, checking in right now. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, on a skateboarding trip. I will have no access to the game tomorrow, but this might not be the worst thing. And love me some Baja Blast from Taco Bell. He's in Sao Paulo, Brazil, watching the show.
And he's skating on a skateboarding
trip.
Give him a fist pound.
Yeah. Fist pound.
Nux, man. Oh. Nux.
Whoa.
Travis and Gothenburg.
Jake is in all his glory today.
Yes, this is right now. Money.
Nux. I've never even heard that before.
Me either.
You've never heard Nux before?
No.
Like this?
No.
Nux?
I have not. I'm not going to lie.
I think even young Ben knows Nux.
Ben, do you know Nux? Give me some Nux.
Ben's mad at us.
Ben is lost.
Ben's mad at us.
He's supposed to be sleeping in today because he had to work the night shift, but that got changed there. Thomas in the Philippines, by the way, with this morning. Brett in McCool Junction. Andy in Flagstaff. Bill's old stomping ground.
Oh, I love
there.
Flagstaff. Any update
See,
on
that's
the snow?
One.
Any
that's
snow update?
Any snow in there at all or not?
Yes.
In Flagstaff?
That's another build stop that we've never gone through. One of these days I'm going to pull up Wikipedia and go through his resume.
And that's also where the Cardinals go to camp out. So we'd hang out with the Cardinals.
Give me a couple names.
The head coach at that time was Buddy Ryan.
There we go.
So I hung out with both the Ryan brothers that were there coaching on defense. Yes. And they were great.
You have no idea.
They spent time with us.
Do you have any idea the kind of life you've lived?
It's the same as you. You went from Columbus to Lincoln. That's a big move.
It's not the same. It's not the same. No.
Two texts before we move on, I promise. Pecan Pie says, listening in Northwest Lincoln, I'm guessing Jake won't read this, though. Hi, Pecan Pie, I read it.
The pie.
And last one is, Sean and Omar says, Jake is changing scripts in Spanish, selling door-to-door, and Ben worked a long day. What a comparison
Oh,
there.
Oh, God.
Ben's getting mad at you. He's already upset.
You're doing fine, Ben.
I'm not worried about Ben. Andy says, snow was still around the mountain, but all melted same day in town.
Same day.
So, thank you.
Like
that's
that.
The roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop by and see Sarah just south of 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, great food, wings, hamburgers at EJ's Lounge. Why would you not go there today?
Ron Carroll, but brother-in-law.
Playing pool.
He's not going to like that.
He's playing pool.
Yeah.
Who's he playing with?
Irwin Sweeney.
But he doesn't go by Irwin.
No, he goes by Bernard.
Bernard.
Right. Great corner.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, I don't know if you remember him.
No, I remember him. Didn't coach him, but I remember him. Yes.
Long, lengthy corner. Excellent.
Really good player.
Yeah.
Really good player. And Sarah's also give advice for any sort of marital problems.
She could
Sarah
help
will
out.
Meet with you.
Okay. She could. Well, Nebraska plays tomorrow at Ohio State. Briefly here, because the game is, you know, Nebraska's 26-point underdogs. You're leaving here shortly after the next segment to go to the airport to go to Columbus.
Yep. That was a fun roll call.
Ramir Johnson will not be playing in this game tomorrow.
Nor will Singleton.
I was going to say, that's my next question. What happened with Singleton?
They're both concussion protocol.
We mentioned on the show that it's when you hear someone's in protocol, I never think they have any chance of playing unless there is a complete misdiagnosis.
Is that right?
There's just no way that you could ever put someone back out. Now, 25 years ago, that was just the way, unfortunately, I mean, that's the way it was.
How many concussions do you think you have?
I would have to say several.
Yeah.
I would think.
Me too. There's no doubt in my mind.
No doubt that. Yeah. Then the common one's like, what happened to him? He got his bell rung. He didn't even know where he was.
Right.
So,
in boxing, I have a headache for a week. I mean,
I don't know if you can get in more concussion sport than that. What is the main goal of the boxer? Hit the other person in the head.
As hard as you can.
As hard as you can in the head.
Yeah. Matt Rhule.
Yes, Matt Rhule.
Yesterday did speak. What did you get better at this week, Matt Rhule, from yesterday? Here's his comments on that.
I think everything, unfortunately, there's not time in game weeks. The opponents are too good in the Big Ten to have like these large philosophical, what happened with Sat the other day. Like, I don't want Sat worried about the yards per play. I want him worried about blocking number 91 from Ohio State, right? So you have to be very in the moment. So, you can't really go out there and have these, hey, we got to fix that. You just go out there this week and say, hey, third down, what are they going to do? What are we going to do? So I think we had a really good week. Some of the issues in the kicking game have been so glaring. Obviously, Sam, you have to kind of fix some of those things. But we've been working on those since over the bye week, right? Just constantly. But you also have to get ready for Ohio State and what they do. So there's not a lot of time, not a lot of reps, So, but I think at the end of the day, we put last week behind us. We move forward and we get ready for this amazing football team we're playing and this amazing opportunity to go on the road. And I think we got better at a lot of things.
Yeah, I hope they're a little better at stopping the run. They've been good this year, but they weren't against Indiana. And Quinshon Judkins is averaging 6.9 per carry, and Travion Henderson is averaging 8.2.
just remember, too, that which we talked about on the show.
Stupid.
Kelly wants to run the football. Right. That is his main objective.
This is a question.
Run the football.
It's a question for – can you – I think it was Matt Rhule that said he'll find ways to do it. And the suggestion was he's innovative. Can you be innovative in ways to do it?
Yes. I mean, there's numerous ways to run the football. And
love it.
Now, he also is a fan of the athletic quarterback, but Chip Kelly is. And Will Howard's really not a runner. And so that's probably where they're a little bit different, but the different ways to get about to do it. When they were rolling well, also, Lincoln Riley is a run the football guy. He's on the same wavelength with what he wants to get done. He'd like to run the football. Yeah, absolutely.
Those two guys I really like, Chip Kelly and Lincoln Riley, Jake.
We know you love Lincoln Riley.
Yeah I do.
He's having a great
game. One tidbit I heard from my sources is that Ryan Day, I don't mind saying I wrote it, Ryan Day, I guess, went over to the defense quite a bit this week because they didn't get much done against. They got no sacks against Oregon, and they only got two tackles for losses. So Day's an offensive coach, but he's coaching as a head coach now. You know what I mean? Like Urban said the other day, part of the special teams discussion was there. He said, I coached with offensive coaches who didn't even know the names of the defensive guys, that they were just the offense. That's all they cared about. But I'm not saying that. I'm not suggesting Ryan Day's that way.
That's the greatest part of the special teams coordinator, which I love.
Whole team.
Because you get to coach the whole team. Yeah. You're coaching receivers. You're talking to the O-line. You're doing that. Rule nailed the one thing, though, about microphone time and like the response by Satterfield. Yes. And if this response wasn't really accurate or whatever you want to say, it wasn't probably great. But I'd have zero concern with that. It's like it's microphone time is really hard.
Jake, that's what I meant the other
day. When
you're
up there, microphone time is really hard. And that has zero to do with coaching. To say that I'm not sure what the number is or say 4-6, that has zero to do with it.
You are a god for saying that. Jake, that's exactly what I thought. Like, what? It doesn't. You're just, it's kind of a gotcha a little bit, like a gotcha moment. Like, I don't know that if I was a coach, I'd have that number off the top of my head.
Yeah. Even if you don't, I would say this. If he had a sit down for a second and fill out this piece of paper,
yeah,
he would have the number.
He would have the number.
Yeah. It just probably kind of hit him.
Yeah.
But again, that would be the least of my concerns, like you said, of what.
But you can't say that. I'd be a horrible coach. I'd be horrible at the podium. You know that. You know me well enough. I would have been like, what the hell does that mean? I don't even know.
You don't know what's coming. I've been up there numerous times and up there with Sip. And you don't know what's going to happen.
Here's what
happens. It's a little upset now. It's freaky. When you get up there and they walk up and they set down 20 taping devices in front of you.
Yeah.
So everything you say, there is no.
It's all accounted for.
Oh, everything's accounted for.
It's a little much.
You can't say, I didn't say that. Well, you did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, well, I did. Or the classic, and you took that out of context. Well, hang on. I'm gonna listen to this again. I don't think you did.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Everything.
Yeah.
When we come back, we got to get a sip.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, before that, you're hungry.
Early bird.
The bird.
You're starving.
The parking.
Breakfast burritos.
I'm unhealthy.
Breakfast burritos. Yeah. Chicken fried sandwiches. Smothered. And don't forget the world famous hash hole. 19th and K, early bird. Tons of free parking also in Omaha and Iowa. FSPs and a quick aging grace will be next when we come back and early break in the team.
Steve's got to go.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.